South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers just back from a big trip, and it was not all fun and games. There was some work involved. Commissioner, tell us where you went and what you did.
Well, it was mostly work involved. One day of looking around, but I was asked by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, along with four or five colleagues from around the country, to go and visit Kenya in the middle part of Eastern Africa, right on the coast. It is looked upon, like some of the other countries we've visited, as an emerging market potential country for trade with the United States. And our job, obviously, is to look at how that could benefit agriculture from across the United States, and my job, South Carolina in particular. So we made that trip and engaged in what will hopefully be some productive conversations.
Let's talk about some of the opportunities that you saw while you were there. Where do you think those lie in Kenya?
Well, the big topic for them is the acceptance of GMOs. And by that, they passed a law to accept it, and then someone challenged it in their Supreme Court, and so they expect that ruling any week now. And if it opens up, naturally that will open up some markets. And for the most part, livestock grains, they have a pretty good livestock farming community over there for either beef, dairy. We visited a couple of dairies. Poultry, not as much, it seems like. So that's one of the first topics that we wanted to talk about, like how it would impact some of the farming operations. And we visited with several farmers to ask that question. So that's their big topic now. And if it is allowed, then it could open some doors.
What about challenges? Where do you see some obstacles lying in a relationship with Kenya?
Well, there's several. They recently sort of defunded their extension service. Like we have at every state by the land-grant colleges, they had a national extension service. And they chose to defund it, while at the same time they said that they wanted to be more food independent. So we were trying to figure out how that's happened. And so one thing, if you start at the top, the country is very divided politically. Sounded like our country. They just had an election 2 years ago, and someone told me out of 18 million votes cast, the difference might have been 200,000 votes.
Wow.
So very divided. And with that, they're having trouble setting some direction. So that's an issue. But some of the bright spots, we visited with some farms who banded together, probably with that extension service not being, you know, very much help. And they're looking at new ideas about crop rotation, new to them. Some of it sounded basic, but then they were talking about regenerative agriculture and crop rotation and things of that nature, because they've just been through a five-year drought, and they can point to their records that their farms were better able to retain what moisture their crops did receive during that time, and they fared better than most. So, again, while we saw challenges of the government maybe getting its message out to the farmers, that was kind of evident, we did see some farmers taking their own initiative, and they are very much the exception now, some farmers taking their own initiative. We visited with a very progressive dairy processing operation who brought some of his skill sets from the Netherlands, where he'd learned them down to Kenya. And I think just the notion of having people like this individual in the agriculture buying business, if you will, that bodes well. So with enough people thinking like some of the people we visited with, there's potential. Now, it's long-term potential. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but enough that it does fit that category of what we call emerging market potentials.
Did, in your meetings with government officials there, did you perceive a willingness to open up more avenues of trade with the U.S.?
Yes, they all recognize the quality of products that come from the U.S. But then they'll point to some price differentials that our products command over other alternatives. But then when you put that up against some of the world supply interruptions, you know, look no further than Ukraine and Russia, they may be looking more aggressively to the United States versus some of their nearby countries. So, yes, there's potential. Again, several roadblocks to get out of the way. We talked about the GMO, and now, again, price competitiveness and which that's the thing with the United States. We will compete with anyone on a level playing ground. So, got that. One thing we were mindful of is that the Chinese are making quite a significant amount of investments in infrastructure in that country. So another motivating reason for paying attention to Kenya is that, you know, in fact, we might be in competition with China for some trading opportunities. So have to be mindful of so many geopolitical things and how it impacts agriculture, and that's what we're assigned to do, go and get a sense of it on the ground.
And I think it would be fair to say that in situation, really, just like it is here in the U.S., I would think that, and you could speak to this, of course, is when you go to these other countries, developing these markets, opening these markets is often it just really comes down to establishing relationships, does it not?
It is with these folks. It can't be what we would describe as transactional. You've got to build the relationships so that the people develop trust.
Yes,
that we would be a reliable supplier. You know, over the last, what, 4 or 5 decades, we've had the embargoes from time to time for other reasons. So we want to be seen as a reliable supplier, good times and bad, good quality, consistent quality. I don't think we have any issue with that. So, yes, it's about building relationships, and that's why we were there. To do just that, we did not get to visit with the Minister of Agriculture. There was some issues going on that drew him away, but we got to visit with some pretty significant decision makers that hopefully will carry the message that we were there to deliver.
Commissioner, is there anything you'd like to add about this trip? It sounds like it was a fascinating time.
It was, and I've been privileged to represent the United States different parts of the world, but I'll tell you, it's good to go, but the trip home is always my favorite part.
I can understand that. Well, welcome back. Good to talk with you again and get caught up and hear about what sounds like a productive trip to Kenya. Welcome back on U.S. soil, particularly as we have just celebrated Memorial Day weekend, seems appropriate. And we'll catch up again with you next week.
Sounds good, Mike.